You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Guys Who Like Musicals. I'm Joe Carroll. This is Dan Tracy.
And I'm Dan Tracy. We are Broadway actors. I am currently in the cast of Waitress.
And I'm currently in the cast of Frozen. I play Hans, and we're talking about musicals because we're guys who like musicals. This week, we don't have an interview this week, but we're going to break down our interview last week with Gina Rattan. We're going to talk about the news. We're going to talk about some things we love. Talk about Dan's trip to Italy. Let's go.
All right, what are we singing today?
Hey, Loud, My Boyfriend's Back. Because it's technically this.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we're good.
I'm ready.
My boyfriend's back and it's saving reputation. Hey,
Loud. Hey, Loud. My boyfriend's back.
Something. I guess this is from Jersey Boys, right? So we can get away
with
it.
Hey, Loud. Hey, Loud. My boyfriend's back.
Dan's back.
Yeah.
How is Italy?
Oh, man. Unreal. Unreal. What a beautiful place. I drove 1,100 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you get an automatic transmission?
I got an automatic transmission. I do not know how to drive a stick.
And everybody in Europe drives sticks.
Everybody.
Like, you have to have...
And even the cars, like, are... They're... The automatic transmission is built like a standard, so when you stop, it turns off.
Ah.
It's really weird. So there's no AC when you're stopped, so when you're in traffic. It's really, really interesting stuff. We went from Rome to Florence and back. I stopped in a bunch of different cities in Tuscany on the way up and had 2 bottles of wine every day and ate pasta twice a day.
Yeah, you're looking a little fat.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree.
I'm totally kidding. I just honestly, think it's funny. Because it's all the good stuff. So you probably
the final
lost
day,
weight.
Yeah, well, it was weight. Like I hadn't eaten any... processed food in Italy, every place we went to, every hole in the wall is handmade pasta.
Yeah.
The two ingredients for pasta are flour and water.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So if the flour is like good flour, which is the only ingredient, that's what, you know, the standard was that. It's not the same as having a 40-ingredient pasta like we have in the U.S.
Right, right, right.
It's not the same. So my body was actually able to digest it.
Yeah.
Gluten differently.
I did stop following you on Instagram for a little bit last week.
I lost 15 followers.
That's my absolute
definitely
favorite.
Lost 15 followers.
15 followers. Or like, I can't, your life is too cool and I'm really sick of
I just stopped posting, like caring about what people thought and just.
The pictures,
you know,
looked unbelievable.
I just was like, I'm posting this as a little mini diary for myself so that I can look back on my stories later. And that's kind of what I did. And we didn't post half of the things that happened, but.
Yeah. Did you think about musicals at all? Did you think about
we listened to Hades Town on the drive.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the new album is it's great.
Yeah, I'm super obsessed with that.
They sound dope.
Did you think about the fact that your show is now the longest running show at the Brooks Atkinson?
The longest running show at the Brooks Atkinson.
Waitress.
While I was gone.
That's cool.
Super cool.
Yeah. Did they like do anything at the theater? Did they like mention that?
I don't know. I was obviously wasn't there, but they haven't said much. Yeah. And we have some casting updates. Yeah. Allison Luff is joining us at Waitress, which is so awesome.
She did. Do you know her at all?
I met her at your engagement party.
Yeah. She and Alex did Les Mis together, and she's one of the coolest.
Oh, I didn't realize they did Les Mis.
Ever. Yeah. They were in dressing room. I think almost whole time. She took over for Montego Glover.
Okay.
And Alex went in together. I think I'm getting this right. We could fact check it later. But Allie is one of the coolest people on earth. She writes music. She plays in a band.
Yeah.
She was writing a musical. I saw her on the street and she's like, oh, I'm writing a musical with my husband, Matthew, who also her husband's the most handsome man on earth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And their story's wild too.
Yeah.
I'll have to get more details on. Yeah. Apparently they met and were married within a month. Like awesome.
Yeah. So that's super great. That was like a bit of Broadway news while you were gone, that your show is still crushing over there. And, Eric Bergen's in it. No.
Eric Bergen has been here since Jeremy left, beginning of June.
Nice. He might come on and Guys Who Like Musicals.
He may come on Guys Who Like Musicals. Yeah. He is. Eric Bergen started a podcast in 2003.
2003?
He was one of the beta users of Libsyn.
No way.
Shout out to Libsyn. Libsyn
is the hosting website we have to use. So long story short, if anyone follow, okay, first of all.
Back to the saga we suck at this.
We suck at podcasting so much. But we have almost 1,000 listens, 1,000 downloads or whatever.
Which is super awesome.
Which is super exciting. So people are actually listening. What did you tell me this morning?
It.
We got people in the UK.
Yeah, there's 18 listens in the UK and 5 in Italy and 3 in Spain and a couple in Brazil and Canada. Australia. So cool. So thanks for listening and
so exciting.
Thanks for liking musicals.
And for bearing with us, because last week when Dan was gone, and Dan is the more technically ept member of this duo, I don't really know what I'm doing. But I did figure out, if you listened last week to Cynthia Erivo singing that tune, which I'm still obsessed. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Who could that be?
Might be. Ding dong. Ding dong. My super was here to
fix
the leak in the sink that happened the day before we left for our trip. So anyway, we're back here.
We're back. Just quickly, thank you for bearing with us as we figure out all the tech stuff. And last week when Dan was gone and I was completely out at sea trying to figure out how to upload things, and all of a sudden there's like graphics that aren't working, and we had to buy more storage on the site that stores our podcast. This is all boring, but I want to thank everybody for bearing with us, because you may have looked at Apple Podcasts and been like, why is that weird graphic on Alex Fink's interview? Or like, why is it on Spotify but it's not on Google Play? And the answer is yes.
The answer is Joe.
The answer is Joe, and I'm sorry, but... last week, Gina's interview was just fantastic. I mean,
yeah, it was just like one of those days where your brain just is.
Yeah. And, for sure. And she has become kind of like a steward of the podcast. She keeps emailing me and, texting about people we should interview and thinks she's sending me stuff on like Broadway Briefing. She emailed me like about your show, about Waitress being the long-term show of Brooks Atkinson. She was like, you guys should talk about that. And so here we are talking about it.
Yeah.
So she's, she's so great. And, I love to reflect on that interview this week, talking about like how people, who should tell whose stories and who can tell whose stories, and how can you, how can you be an ally? And sometimes people say ignorant things and they don't mean to. And I think that was the biggest thing. Like when she said, people will say, oh, we hired you because you're a woman, and they think they're being nice.
Right.
But it's like, you would never say that to a man. We need your, your manly energy. It's like, it's just crap. And so I think that just exposure of that information is so awesome. And especially in the theater.
Yeah. So news this week.
So news.
Yeah. As of this morning, Fox Productions has officially merged over to Disney.
Yeah.
I asked right on the heels of the reading for Devil Wears Prada yesterday, which was basically Waitress 2.0.
Yeah, Nadia was like, music supervisor.
Yeah, our music supervisor was the music supervisor. It's almost the whole Waitress band.
Awesome.
Four cast members.
Love it.
And I heard great things. That's Elton John writing the music with Shayna Taub. Is that how you say her name,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes, and that team is... completely unreal. Shayna is one of the hottest up and coming writers in the city. She wrote music for 12th Night in the Park a couple years ago. She's currently working on a musical based on the suffragist movement. She is so hot and so cool. Meaning hot, like she's a hot writer.
Yeah,
like,
let's not talk about her looks, Joe.
No, I know, that's not what I meant.
Have you learned nothing?
I know, sorry. That's not what she is really amazing. And was it good? Did they say it was good?
Yeah, I heard great things.
Awesome.
Looking at fall 2020.
Cool.
You heard it here first. We were playing games with what moments would sing.
From
the movie, right?
Alex and I sat on our couch and just chose to watch that movie again on like a date night, like 2 weeks ago. We were just like, what do you want to watch? And we just, it's on HBO or something. And it is such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Emily Blunt is next level.
It's, played by Helena York in the reading.
It's going to be great.
Christine Alabado was the lead, and Itai Benson, Go Blue, was in there. Yeah. Helena York is also a Michigan grad.
Yeah.
And, I believe Nick Christopher played the lead guy, who he's awesome too. But shout out to Anne Shapiro, female director, who is a Tony Award winning director and artistic director at Steppenwolf. Yeah. And she won the Tony in 2008 for August Osage County. So like she knows how to direct.
Also one of the most
<A play.
laughs> incendiary theater experiences of my life.
Sure.
I will never forget seeing August Osage County on Broadway. I sat like third row house right, and at the end it's three acts, so at the end of the second act Amy Morton comes to the down left part of the stage, which is like house right, and she stands on the edge of the stage and she's screaming at her mother, I'm running things now. Blackout, end of act two, and I yelped like a little child. It was just the greatest thing I've ever seen. Anyway,
We're gonna save that sound bite that you just made and we're gonna play it
over and over again. There's all sorts of stuff happening all the time. Moulin Rouge started previews last week.
Yep.
Already crushing it at the box office. I got to see some of those folks last week. I did Moulin Rouge in Boston last summer. And apparently, you know, they got a rave up in Boston in the New York Times, and the show is very similar. They've changed a little bit, but not much, apparently. And it's already, like, they did, what did they say? They did, like, half a week, and they took in, like, $600,000 at the box office or something. Like, it's just
crushing.
It's just crushing. So that's really cool. You got other news? Other stuff going on?
I want to talk. Oh, we were going to hit on the prom casting.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to launch into it.
We're going to go back to the prom
we're
casting.
Go back to
apparently Joe has some thoughts.
I got some thoughts, and Dan needs to talk me through this, because when it came out last week, there was a little bit of Twitter uproar and stuff, because it was announced that, you know, the cast is headlined by Meryl Streep and Andrew Rannells and James Corden and Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande is now not doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that came out that Ariana Grande has
backed out,
has quote conflicts with her touring schedule. So okay. I think that's real. Sometimes when those announcements come out, you're like, is that real? Is
the
that
cover
not
up
real?
Or something?
The cover up or you know something. So Twitter was kind of furious. About people in our industry were mad about the prom casting, because you have three Tony Award nominees in the Broadway production of Prom: Beth Level, Brooks as Mancus, and Caitlin Kinnunen, who all were nominated for Tony Awards in their parts. Also, Chris Sieber's in that show. He's done a million Broadway shows. You have like a vetted Broadway cast, and none of them were announced to be in the Netflix film that's coming out. It's being headlined by a bunch of A-list movie stars. And so it comes out, and I got all fired up. I'm sitting on the couch, and it comes out, and I'm talking to Alex about it, and I'm just thinking about how inherently it's going to be a Meryl Streep movie. And when you have Meryl Streep in a cast, it's going to be a hit. Or it's not. Like, it's going to be Ricky and the Flash, or it's going to be
Ricky and the Flash. Her only non-successful movie.
Her only non-successful movie. But, like, she's done a million amazing things. And also, Andrew Rannells, James Corden, all of these people are theater people. They started in the theater. Mm-hmm. They, you know, James Corden's a Tony winner. Andrew Rannells is a Tony nominee. Like these guys are musical theater guys. They're theater guys. I completely understand it. They also happen to be A-list movie stars. But I was disappointed that none of the cast from the Tony nominated Broadway musical were going to be in the movie. And I got to thinking about it from a producing standpoint, and from a, you know, actor first, rah-rah, I want the Broadway actors to become movie stars. And from a producing standpoint, I know the executive producer of the prom. I've never met Ryan Murphy, but they are lovers of the theater. Like, I mean, if you think about all of the movie stars and TV stars that Ryan Murphy has made, Darren Criss being one, you know, tons of people on Glee, from Laura Dreyfus to Jonathan Groff, all of these people, he loves the theater. So why would they not include some of the Broadway cast in the movie of the prom? And I got to think about it from a producing standpoint, because of course, if you have a business, and if it's a public business, like a massive company, and you have investors, as Broadway shows do, you have to do what is in the best interest of the investors. And if you don't, in a public offering, those people can be sued. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you can actually sue the board or whatever for not, you know, working in the best interest of the investors. So, of course, if you have all of these A-list movie stars in your movie, it's going to be in the best interest of the people who invested in the prom from the very beginning.
Right.
But it bummed me out that you couldn't have, like, Meryl Streep starring alongside Izzy McCullough and Caitlin Kinnunen. Like, you know, why not give them a chance? Why not have that be, you know, what the movie ends up being? And I can see why they did it that way. I can see why they're trying to get the biggest stars they can to be in this movie. But I also think inherently, and it happens on stage all the time, either the movie is the star or it's not. Either the musical is the star or it's not. And you have a platform right now, I think, to change. They could change the lives of Beth and Chris Sieber and all of these people, like, for the future. I mean, these people who have been in the industry for a long, long time, I think can and should have been doing those roles in the movie. Sure. That being said, I do understand why it was.
My thing is that I don't quite understand the the cost structure at Netflix and how all of that works. And you obviously will have more people watching if Ariana Grande is playing the lead.
Of course.
Obviously. And if that's what they need to do, then that's what they have to do.
Right.
My thing, because I've now seen this and been a part of this where stunt casting is happening as you have, and you're, you know, understudying Orlando Bloom in a play on Broadway, like those kinds of things where you're like, that's cool.
I would not have had a job right. if Orlando Bloom had not decided to do Romeo and Juliet on
exactly.
Broadway. I would not have had a job had Carly Rae Jepsen not signed on to play Cinderella in Cinderella so that I, a nobody, could play Prince Topher in the show. Like, I
and
totally
exactly.
understand that.
You know, Waitress may have closed in January had Sarah and Gavin not come to be in the show.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get where it is. And I have this debate with myself because as an actor, you want to see actors getting those opportunities to change their lives, which doesn't really happen anymore.
Right, right.
But at the same time, is it the story that we want to change lives, or is it the actors whose lives we want changed?
Right.
And that's, I think, the thing that I've been tossing around here is that, like, if you truly want the meaning of prom to reach the largest amount of people, then there it is.
You're 100% right. And that is where I'm in the same battle, because like, if you get these people to do this movie, these A-list movie stars to do this Netflix movie, people who have no idea what the prom is
exactly.
are going to tune in, and it will change
exactly.
lives, especially of young people, you know, who are closeted, who don't feel like they can come out in their community, you know, especially like in the South and areas where it's certainly not as accepted as it is in our little liberal bubble in New York City. But I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for talking me through that.
And I will also be getting a soundbite of Joe telling me that I was right. So.
All right.
So
what else?
We should do things we love.
Did you love, because you weren't here last week, did you love my Cynthia Erivo video?
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
She's unreal.
She's unreal.
Every time Shoshana is with Cynthia Erivo, I like lose my breath a little bit.
Yeah. She's the real deal. I just thought that was such a cool cover. Anyway, so go back and listen to that on last week's episode if you didn't. So things we love this week. I saw one of the most remarkable plays, musicals, truly ever. And I mean, I know that we're excited about a lot on this show, but this was like really next level amazing. Gina and also our buddy Colin Hartman told me to go see A Strange Loop at mm-hmm. Playwrights Horizons, mm-hmm. written by Michael R. Jackson, who I really hope that we could possibly get on the show at some point. This is an unbelievable show that is about a black queer musical theater writer writing a show about a black queer musical theater writer. And The Strange Loop refers to the idea that human beings are able to perceive themselves over and over and over again. So how we see ourselves, seeing ourselves, if that makes sense. So like me as Joe, watching me as Joe make decisions about my career. Is that the right decision? Is
this
the right
thing? I don't think I've had enough sleep or coffee to grasp this, but I'm sure the show would explain it to me. So maybe I should go see it.
It's basically like, more things I love.
Uh-huh.
My favorite show of all time, Passing Strange.
Right.
It's Passing Strange meets Tick, Tick, Boom.
Right.
Meets Fun Home.
Cool.
And that's a really sort of bastardized way to describe it, because it's extremely, it's unbelievable. It's at Playwrights through July 28th. It just got extended. So if you're in the New York area, you have to see it. And then I really hope that there's a commercial life afterwards. And I hope that somebody is brave enough to take it on in a commercial realm, because Playwrights, you know, not-for-profit, off-Broadway, it's mm-hmm. basically sold out. Everybody's going crazy for it. So if it has a commercial life, you know, more people would get to see it, which is the whole point. But it's all about art and family and like being being black, queer, fat, and a musical theater writer trying to talk to your family who don't understand you and don't understand, you know, they don't accept what you're doing and living in New York and writing musicals. And it was just, it was directed impeccably well. The choreography was crazy and so good. And there was Larry Owens played the lead who he's an usher at Lion King on Broadway. That's the role. He's an usher at Lion King. His name is Usher. And he just moves through this show. And he is unbelievable. I think the guy should win every award that Off-Broadway has. Every Lortel and every Drama Desk and everything.
Cool.
And if you can see it, see it.
Cool.
It's unreal.
Things I love this week is we've already touched on it a little bit. So we don't have to harp on it too much, but the feedback and the fact that people other than our moms are actually listening to this is still crazy.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of DMs on Instagram and stuff, which is really just insane.
It's super cool.
It's so cool. It's really nice. I'm glad that, that this show is, that you're connecting with this show and that you like kind of what we're doing here. And, any and all feedback is great, constructive or otherwise. And we hope that you keep listening because it really it makes all this stuff worth it for us.
Next week, we have an interview with RJ Brown, who is another one of our best friends. So, you know, we will expand outside of our close circle of friends. But he's an amazing guy because basically right when we moved here, he started crushing it on TV and TV and film, and he was in the Carrie Diaries, 13 Reasons Why, Girls. He's done guest stars on Blue Bloods. Dan's still getting his sync fixed, so that's what's going on in the background. But we love him. He's in my wedding and one of my roommates from college. He's so interesting, and we actually don't even get into the 13 Reasons Why stuff.
Right, so we'll have to have him back.
We have to have him back because we don't even get to that. He was just really interesting, and he's been in 3 seasons of 13 Reasons Why, and we basically ask him no questions about that.
Hilarious.
So,
but you can learn all about his childhood and what got him to where he is, because he's actually a phenomenally talented song and dance man, which he still is yet to do. I can't wait till he gets some offer to do a movie musical and people get to see that that's what he's got in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, because he's an amazing dancer.
Yeah, he's Fred Astaire, really.
Yeah, and he's just been on a bunch of TV shows. So so that's going to be next week. We have him, and then we'll hit you with the news and the things we love and all the things, and keep sending us messages on Instagram and DM us and rate us and subscribe and do all the things. But, send us, info on what you want to hear. And last week I mentioned I want to do a whole series on motherhood. I want to interview like a bunch of Broadway moms and a bunch of Broadway dads, and get because a lot of people are like, how can you make it as a Broadway parent? And I think that's fascinating because I also have that question. and then, we got a message about advice for young people who want to make it to Broadway. What are some things you can do to get to Broadway? And so we're going to ask that of all of our guests. And also, Dan, think about it. Think about 5 things. We'll talk about it next week, maybe.
Cool. Sounds good.
Sweet. That's the sync.
All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Review us there and share with your friends. We're also on Spotify and Google Play. And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Hello, old friend. I want the when, where, and how. Old friends do tend to become old habit. Never knew how much I missed you till now. Most friends fade or they don't make.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway, Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.